Welcome to episode 3 of the Dubcast, your official interspecies wrestling podcast. It's the Gene Okerlund and Sean Mooney of Interspecies Wrestling, Matt Ryan and Ben Gordon with you once again with our special guest, the Jim Barnett of ISW, Ed Wood. Wood, welcome to the Dubcast.
Hi, thanks for having me, guys. I'm sorry if you heard those. It's the message chimes. I've logged off of AIM for you.
Oh, well, we appreciate that, but I mean, yeah. We know you're busy wheeling and dealing. You are a part of the American liaison team for Interspecies Wrestling, helping to bring ISW back to America, back to the Heirloom Arts Theater in Danbury, Connecticut on September 4th. The card at this point is a lot of it has been announced, and it's pretty stacked, wouldn't you say?
I would. You know, when Mike, and that's who I was actually talking to on AIM, when we decided to do this next show, we decided it was going to be the biggest thing that not only we, as a company, had seen, but that Connecticut scene. And looking at this card, with the main event especially, I think it's going to be one of the biggest shows, if not the biggest show Connecticut's ever seen.
And the main event, of course, is the Steel Cage Triple Threat. I'm sorry, the Steel Cage Six-Man Tag.
The Kentucky Gangbang 87 is the main event, the six-man, six-person tag, because we know five of the six participants in the match. There is a mystery partner for Player Uno and Twiggy's team. For those who don't know, first of all, you're fucking stupid, because why are you listening to this show? The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, comprised of Eddie Kingston, Sexy Eddie, and Giant Tiger, will be going up against Player Uno, Twiggy, and a mystery partner in the Kentucky Gangbang 87. And my mind wanders at the possibilities of this mystery partner. Ben, do you think you know who the mystery partner is?
I do. I have heard a lot of rumors that it could very well be the gobbledygooker of WWF fame. I haven't heard anything official yet, but since they are looking for animals to compete with a tiger, a sexual deviant, and Eddie Kingston, what better way than a giant chicken?
I agree. I mean, I've heard rumors myself. I had heard One Man Gang, of course. I know him in real life, and I know he doesn't fly out anymore, so we can squash that rumor.
Okay, well,
I've heard some really big names being thrown around. Unfortunately, I have to tell the people that are gossiping, I don't even know. I know that they're close to finding someone to be in their corner.
Come on, Terry Gordy.
That would be great.
Just because we have zombies wrestling in the promotion doesn't mean we can actually bring someone from the dead.
Stop ruining my dreams, goddammit!
This show is so stacked, I would say that, yes, we probably could bring somebody back from the dead. Oh, yeah, it's a huge main event. Of course, Giant Tiger, you know, Eddie Kingston, Sexy Eddie, you know, my boys Eddie, as I put it, wink, wink, hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Them alone is worth the ticket price. Never mind going head to head with Uno, Twiggy, and whoever this mystery partner will be. You got to get your tickets in, guys, because they are actually, the pre-sales are going crazy.
Edward, can you clarify this rumor for me? Yes. Is it Virgil or Too Cold Scorpio's penis?
I've actually heard, being one of the guys that works in the back, that it is actually Raven who has the largest penis in professional wrestling.
Actually, Virgil's penis was booked for the show, but he's going to be standing in a corner very lonely.
Yes. Nobody's going to be at his table. Oh, Lord. No, that's hilarious.
Edward, it's an important question. It's a question all of us want to know. Do you book wrestlers based on their penis size?
I cannot confirm nor deny that question. I am, of course, who's that Spanish booker down in Puerto Rico that's known for sexual harassment?
Victor Quiñones.
Yes, I am. I can firmly say that I am no Victor Quiñones. I do not rumor. It's not rumored that I force people to sleep with me for a spot. Although I'd like to have that ability, I do not.
Well, speaking of sleeping with people, I'm sure that will happen in the ring during the GLAAD Challenge that just announced today. GLAAD Bad, who has the alternative lifestyle that to his half brothers, the Bad Boys, has issued an open challenge.
Absolutely. He has also, after I my understanding is, and this will all be explained in one huge half-hour promo that's being filmed, for the show to keep people up to date between what's happened, from between our last Connecticut show, at Warped and just bringing us up to date. The bad challenge, the badge were challenged by the Obsidian portal or whatever. Something happened there. And, of course, Gladbad is now trying to impress them by issuing his own challenge. He has recorded, the challenge, and it will be released. And you'll all be able to get his feelings on why he's issued this challenge, because it's a deeply seated emotional family issue. Being gay myself, of course, I understand him being outcast, you know, by his family.
Absolutely.
And I hope it's Pat Tanaka. I really am hoping that we could finally see the dream match that I've been pushing for ever since we first became part of ISW. Bad Company versus the Bad Boys. It would be the greatest professional wrestling match ever assembled. I will even pay the $50 in yoga mats that it will take to book Diamond Dallas Page.
You are a strange, strange man, Matt Ryan. But yes, Gladbad, and as you mentioned, Ed Wood, the Bad Boys challenged by the Osirian Portal, and this match will take place at the Heirloom Arts Theater. Osirian Portal making their debut at the last show at the Heirloom Arts Theater, taking on Zombified, and they were victorious, if I remember correctly.
Yes, they were.
Yes, they were.
And
go ahead, Mike.
The thing about it is, the Osirian Portal, former Campeones de Parejas from Chikara Pro, they are really intent on making an impact here in ISW by taking on the established tag team of the Bad Boys. And it's a completely different situation that the Osirian Portal are used to. They are the underdogs in this match because they're going into an unknown terrain against the baddest motherfuckers on the planet. And I really am shocked and surprised that the Osirian Portal would take this challenge on.
They truly are trying to find or make themselves a spot in ISW. I have to say, from personal experience in the past couple of years, the Portal is one of the best tag teams out there at this time. There's no doubt in my mind, and I don't say that about just anybody. I mean, I'll say it very honestly. There's some... Oh, let me not call them out by names. There's some wrestlers that are big name wrestlers on the indie circuit that don't impress me like they impress other people. But the Portal is one of those tag teams that they are just, I'm not a mark. I'm not even a huge wrestling fan, but they just do it for me. They're really good at what they do.
And when
like you said, they're going against some badasses.
And when Ed Wood says he does it, they do it for him, he means that in many, many different ways. But let's move on. A match announced last week that we didn't get to cover last week because we were interviewing Giant Tiger, which you can check out on the Podomatic page of the Dubcast. Also on iTunes. If you haven't heard our interview with Giant Tiger, clean your ears, because they will be dirty afterwards.
That is a great, as you all may know, if you're not on my Facebook, go through the Tope Con Coolio or the Matt and Ben program Facebook and look for Matthew John. Add me and you'll see it's confirmed, because Facebook is the end-all be-all of everything. I am in an open relationship with Giant Tiger. So that's just exciting. And he does do
exciting for you, horrifying for the rest of us.
Yes, indeed.
I'm sure it's even a little bit horrifying for you at times.
Well, it is, because it's either me or, I was a little bitter. I didn't think the relationship was going to get off to a good start, because as some of you may know, he was interacting with a female at our last Connecticut show.
No, Wood. That was not a female. That was a clown. He was fucking a clown.
No. It was a female. Her name is Whore. And
yes. She is somebody's sister, if you guys don't know the story.
I was not aware of that.
Yes, but we'll get to that story at another time then. She is somebody's sister.
Someone's going to fuck me up now,
so,
isn't there?
Well, let me just say that Tiger is going through somebody's family. All right? Let me just put it that way.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God!
So we'll have that.
No, when he's eating her out, is he eating turtle soup or no?
More details to come at a later date. Okay, I don't even know if that's information that was supposed to be released to the public.
All right, I'll edit that part out.
You don't have to.
I made a turtle soup pussy eating joke. I kind of feel offended.
Well, you I believe that the quote was, "It's what was it? It smells like something else. Sour cream, potato chips, or something like that." That's what I was told it smells like. It makes me glad I'm gay. I guess that would truly be the glad challenge.
You heard it here first, folks. We're going to put Ed Wood and Glad Bad under horse pussy, and whoever lasts the longest is the gayest, is the badass of homosexuals in ISW. Faggot wins.
If that was to happen, the ticket price would go up exponentially.
The baddest ass on the planet.
Oh my.
It's better than the pink sock challenge that you presented to us. That was a little much.
That even made me squirm.
Shit happens to the best of us, baby.
Literally. Moving on. Pinky Sanchez, a good friend of Matt and myself, will be wrestling Beef Wellington. Beef in the midst of a incredible losing streak, mostly due to Addy Starr, who we'll talk about in a little minute. We'll talk about in a minute, but he is hoping to get out of that losing streak by facing another wrestler who's on a bit of a losing streak, Pinky Sanchez. Not only losing his only two matches in interspecies wrestling, but kind of losing his mind in a bit by way of nose candy, let's just say.
Yeah,
cocaine's a drug.
Yeah, he's fallen into the darker side of professional wrestling, of course. I have to say, this match probably my second most exciting match, just because they are both great, great wrestlers. I can't wait for this match. I really can't.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. Yeah,
definitely.
Pinky Sanchez and Beef Wellington both have eccentric characters. But both are eccentric characters, actually. But their in-ring wrestling abilities are very underrated, and I think this could be the sleeper. This could very well be the sleeper match of the night. These two men literally have nothing to lose, and when you have nothing to lose, it's kind of dangerous, especially when you're obsessed with booger sugar, as Pinky Sanchez is, or just extremely bitter with the hand life has dealt you with Beef Wellington.
I agree. This, you know, you called it absolutely right. This, no doubt, will be the sleeper match of the show. There's no doubt about it, in my mind.
And when you come to a losing streak such as Pinky's and Beef's, something's got to give, because the possibility of both these men losing at the same time might lead them to suicide, and we really don't want to clean up blood after the show, do we?
I don't think we're going to have any TNA roster members appearing at this show. You know.
Well, we just gotta be thankful that, you know, that these two are the ones with the streaks and not Glad Bad. All right? That's basically, yeah.
Oofa. I don't want to think about any streaks coming out of Glad Bad, but
you set that up.
Sadly we did. We mentioned Addy Starr a little bit before. She was just announced she'll be wrestling Flip, the pet of interspecies wrestling other champion Muhammad the Terrorist Cow, and it's going to be interesting to see this happen. It's got Addy Starr has the longest winning streak in interspecies wrestling history. She beat Beef Wellington 7 times in one night, plus once more at the Warped Tour. I believe it stands at 8, unless I'm missing a couple of matches.
Well, he's evidently looking. You know, he's insane. Evidently, he fried way too much when he was a fry cook. He's looking to win by pile driving Addy for the 3 count. Unfortunately, his master, we couldn't come to any agreement with his master, Muhammad, a great, great wrestler in his own right, but a little batshit insane, or should I say cow shit insane. But this also, you know, Addy is just a great wrestler. Flip is insane. This will be interesting how this plays out.
This
excuse me.
This definitely seems like the wild card of this entire wrestling show that will be taking place at the Heirloom Arts Theater in Danbury, Connecticut on September 4th.
Well, Ben, you have an attractive woman going up against a brainwashed sociopath.
And not even so much as that, Matt. What you're leaving out also is, in his past, he was a fryolator, you know, cook. So we know he's never really touched a woman before, per se. So this may be, you know, some type of groundbreaking thing for him also.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to get a date when you're on the salary of a fry cook. But
not only that, and you have the smell of the fryolator, you know, on you.
Well, I would imagine.
What you're saying, gentlemen, is if he yells surprise, we cannot call the Danbury Police Department.
Not at all. And to any fans that actually flip burgers or cook fries, don't take this too serious. Please feel free to spend your 8-hour pay on one ticket. I'm going to hell for that.
Ed Wood hating the men that have been feeding him for the past 20 years.
Well, as we all know, I have changed my eating. I haven't had fast food in so long since the party that we had. And that was just pizza. You know, I'm trying to lose weight. So we're all trying to live healthier lifestyles except Ben. Yeah, Ben having parties, not inviting me.
I did invite you.
I know. I just like to do emo moments.
Don't slit your wrist, my friend. You're too handsome. You're too handsome of a man to have a river running red.
Speaking of wrist slitting, last zombie standing, zombified versus Izzy Dead Yet. This one will be. We've talked about it before with Mike Roch. Ed Wood, you're a fan of dead things because you are a necrophiliac. Or am I confusing you with Jeffrey Dahmer? I really don't know, but this match may be the most gruesome match in the history of ISW.
Well, the whole thing is, I am a fan. It's the only way I can get laid, dead bodies. I'm a fan of both necrophilia and Jeffrey Dahmer. I think this match may be set in what we call slow-mo. But it's going to be an epic, epic match, and we're going to find out which zombie will be staying in ISW.
And I mean, you never know what happens when zombies lose body parts. Sometimes they can move on their own. So if there is any disembodiment of Izzy Dead Yet or zombified, the match could still continue whether or not they're actually on their feet.
I agree, 100%. It's going to be interesting how this plays out. Totally.
Absolutely. And also, we've discussed this before, also Dasher Hatfield taking on Bastion Snow in the New England Classic. Bastion Snow making his Connecticut debut, and Dasher Hatfield making his return after his debut at Slamtasia 3. And also announced for this show, we'll see the American debut of Michael Von Payton. I've heard him called the original MVP. I've heard he's a fantastic wrestler out of Montreal. I've personally never seen him live, but that is why he will be making his United States debut for Interspecies Wrestling.
Right. I also have never seen him live, but I have to say, first, to backtrack, Bastion Snow is trailblazing up in Canada.
And really?
No one's ever seen him. Yeah, he is in every show up there. That kid... just nuts up there. They're just nuts about him. And I have to say the same thing about the original MVP, Michael Von Payton. Everything I've ever heard about this guy, for those of you that don't know, I'm banned from Canada, so I haven't been able to see him live. He is one of the greatest wrestlers out there today. I'm not saying that to try to put him over. I'm just telling you what I've heard from every single person that's seen him live. One of the greatest wrestlers, technical, that they've ever seen. So buy your tickets, guys. I can't tell you. The pre-sales are going this time. I think they're being based on the last show, and that show was just that damn good. Mongi?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, you know what? It really doesn't affect you anymore since you lost so much weight. And, of course, Ben brings his own chairs. But for all you listeners that have fat ears, I want to let you know we have heard your complaints. We will have seating this time. It will be limited. So I suggest you pre-order so that you can get in first. And if that's not the case, I suggest you get there early. so that you can be first in line that doesn't have a ticket. Now, if you're nice to me, I may let you pre-order while you're in line if you're morbidly obese, because I know what it feels like to be a fat guy.
And, Edward, why do you go to wrestling events?
Well, I do. I have to say, okay, I'm not, you know, we're not dumb here. You know, I like wrestling events with a storyline. I like wrestling events that you can follow. You know, some of the, like, I'll go to a WWE show because I enjoy the wrestling. Okay, I enjoy seeing sweaty guys in tights. All right, all right. I enjoy, it's basically like a soap opera for me. You know, why do women watch soap operas all day? They sit at home and watch soap operas. For me, it's kind of the same thing. If there's a story building up, I actually can get behind. I really get excited about it. And some of these things, like the League, you know, Uno, Twiggy, there's actually a story that I've been following. The GLAAD, you know, challenge. There's a family story behind that that really hits it in the heart, you know? Addie, of course, just a winning streak, and our two loser streaks, you know? I'm dying to know who's gonna win, you know, and break their streak, you know? I just wanna know.
It is a very interesting one.
It's definitely very interesting, and you know what? We're going to find out. We're not too far away. We're a couple of weeks away from Interspecies Wrestling returning to Connecticut. Danbury, as a matter of fact, at the Heirloom Arts Theater. InterspeciesWrestling.com to buy your tickets, to get some more information, to hear the dubcast. And, Edward, do you have anything to say before we sign off for this week?
No, guys. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
That'll wrap up another week for the Dubcast. For Matt Ryan, I am Ben Gordon. Check out Interspecies Wrestling on Twitter, on Facebook, and go to InterspeciesWrestling.com for all your information. Danbury, Connecticut, Heirloom Arts Theater, Saturday night, September 4th. And that'll do it for this week of the Dubcast. For Matt Ryan, I'm Ben Gordon saying good night. Take no for an answer, you fucking bitch.